"Don't be afraid," the shadowy figure told her, his voice a low baritone. He had to be freaking crazy to think she wouldn't be scared. The scream tickling her throat lodged there, and her voice came out in a squeak and with nothing coherent to be named. Her heartbeat pounded in her ears, and she almost missed the man's next words. Almost. "Cece, it's me." Her eyes narrowed as she stared at the man, who had taken a step closer, where the light from the floor lamp shone upon him as he approached. Tall, lean, blonde, and looking so much like the photos she'd seen of her father, he could step in and be Lars Gunnar. Only her father, if he were still alive, would be a middle-aged man and not a man in his 20s. "Holy mother of... she can't see me," the Lars lookalike exclaimed in apparent frustration as he ran his fingers through his long strands, making the hair fall like waves of golden silk around his face the second he released their hold. She cleared her throat. "I can see you," she told him, but as her fear quickly evaporated and anger took hold, she fired off questions one after the other without taking a breath. "How in the hell did you get in here? What do you want? And how do you know my father called me Cece?" Then she remembered the film segment she'd watched earlier. Dear Lord, had this guy been in the house the entire time? "I've waited so long," he said with such enthusiasm she thought he might clap his hands together in delight. "You can really see me?" he then asked as if he couldn't believe it. She maneuvered around the coffee table as she backed away. What was wrong with this guy? Obviously, he was a criminal who had broken into her mother's house and was impersonating her father. Damn, he really did look like him. He took a step toward her again, but her words made him pause. "You tripped the silent alarm when you broke in here, and the police are already on their way," she threatened, even though it was a complete and utter lie. She hadn't set the alarm when she came inside the house this evening. "I know this has got to be freaking you out," he said with his palms up as if he were surrendering to her. "Breaking into someone's house will do that to a person." "Cece, think about this for a moment. I didn't break in." She narrowed her eyes and her heart began to race all over again. "You know who I am," he continued. She shook her head even though she knew what his next words were going to be. "I'm your father." She laughed and it came out like she'd lost her mind. But her father had been gone a long time, and even if this guy's claims were true, which they weren't, where had he been for 23 years? "You have a warped sense of humor," she said with a chuckle, but then reined in her laughter when the Lars look-alike didn't appear amused. But really, what had he expected? "Listen, I'm not sure what you think you're going to gain here by pretending to be my father. Sure, you look a lot like him, but there's just one flaw. My father, if he still lived and breathed, would be 50 years old. His expression plainly revealed his annoyance with her, and he opened his mouth to say something, but closed it again when the floor lamp behind him dimmed. Just as the room threatened to go dark, the crackle of electricity brought the light bulb back to life once more. She stared wide-eyed at the Lars look-alike for a full 2 seconds before she realized why something seemed off. She could see the lamp standing tall and bright, but not to the side of him. She could see the lamp right through him, as if his body mass had suddenly gone transparent. She closed her eyes, then reopened them again, as if doing so would clear her vision. But nothing changed. "What's wrong?" he asked with concern. Now, wasn't that a loaded question? "You're..." she pointed at him and swallowed the lump in her throat. "I can see right through you." The Lars look-alike glanced down at himself and cursed. "I'm sorry," he told her before he winked out. It was the only way she could explain what she witnessed. He was standing there one moment, then poof, he wasn't. She blinked and blinked again. Had she really seen her father's ghost? No, not possible. However, before she could fully convince herself, a shimmering light appeared where he'd been standing seconds ago, and the floor lamp dimmed and brightened. Then the Lars lookalike was zapped right into existence once more, as if he never did his disappearing act. He appeared vibrant and alive and definitely solid. "Don't scream," he warned, with his hands up in a calming gesture. "I'm losing my mind," she said to herself, but the Lars lookalike seemed to think she was speaking to him. "You're not. I've been trying to make contact with someone, anyone, in what seems like forever."